As part of a hope and healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided courtesy StoryCorps. Sean Talley's role as a shock trauma ICU nurse manager at a Utah hospital is both intense and rewarding. Sean says because he grew up in a rough part of Las Vegas, he can spot dangerous situations and he finds joy in helping others.
My oldest daughter, she was 2 months old and got RSV really bad. And we were in the ICU for a bit. And I remember just being very impressed with that ICU nurse. He came in, he was fit, he was nice, he was very knowledgeable. And I remember thinking, man, to do it all over again, if I could do something different, I said, I think I'd like to do something like that. I got my master's degree, and after about 2 years working in shock trauma, an opportunity came up for me to be a nursing supervisor. And then after a year of that, the opportunity came for me to be the manager of shock trauma, and so that's what I'm doing now. Now I'm the nurse manager of shock trauma, so I've progressed quickly, but I feel very blessed and very grateful.
What were some experiences in your background that perhaps led to your personality being better for shock trauma ICU versus maybe any of the other floors in the hospital that you work at?
Shock trauma, we get everything from gunshot wounds, car wrecks, super very sick patients. And so it's a very intense, high stress, dangerous environment sometimes because you're dealing with very diverse personalities and situations. There's gang issues, there's abusive situations. And my personality, because I grew up out there in a rough part of Las Vegas and kind of a misspent youth, you know, I'm covered in tattoos and I've made plenty of poor choices, but I can spot dangerous situations. I've seen that personally. I grew up with that. And it's, I think, better prepared me to foresee problems that would occur in shock trauma.
So what are some things that you feel have prepared you in your role as a manager?
There was a particularly busy day in shock trauma not too long ago, and there was a couple car wrecks and gunshot wounds, and we had three gentlemen, and they looked upset, and they were there to solve a problem. And I saw one of them that had a handgun stuffed in the front of his belt there, which for someone that comes from a nice religious area in Utah might not fully know what to do with that. But to me, that was like going to the 7-Eleven as a kid. That's normal. So I knew what that could turn into, not only for my patients and the patient population that was there, but for my nurses, my caregivers. So I met them 3/4 of the way down that ramp. And I told them, the cops are already on their way. You guys better take off. There isn't any room for that right now. You better get. And, you know, I don't know if it was the gruff look I have or just kind of how I said it, but I think they knew I wasn't joking and they took off. Now, that's what I bring to the table. The misspent youth was a blessing in this case for me. A couple of my caregivers that were down on that end saw what was going on and, you know, they were pretty shaken up about it. One of them thanked me. I was just joking around saying that they're glad that they have a junkyard bulldog out there for their manager that's looking out for them, you know? And I think they know that I'm willing to go to those lengths for them and speak up for them, be their representative. And for the patients too, you know.
What is it that you love most about what you get to do on a daily basis?
I'm one of those guys that is only really happy when I feel like I'm helping someone. And I feel like there's a use for me here doing that. That's what makes me tick in the morning. The reason why I get up rather than sleep in or come up with some reason why I don't need to be at the office just yet is because I want to see them. I want to help them and I want to find out what's going on. And they all have aspirations and hopes and dreams they're trying to achieve. And sometimes they might just need someone to help them get there, kind of like me. You know, even just this morning, one of my old bosses, Christy, she shows up, check on me, see how I'm doing, encourage me, give me advice. And I want to do that for my people. It's the good examples I've gotten here from my mentors and people I look up to. And I want to share that with those that work for me. That's what keeps me going. It's actually quite rewarding. And that's why I went this way. I got tired of worrying about money and contracts and just jobs. And I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And this so far has been my way to do that.
That was shock trauma ICU nurse manager Sean Talley and fellow caregiver Brandy Lee. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.